news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So many of my fellow citizens, including so many of the people I put my life at risk to defend, are downplaying or outright denying what happened. I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
That is Officer Michael Fanone testifying in the first hearing held by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by a mob of the former guy's supporters. Four police officers who defended Congress testified about their experiences. Officer Fanone was beaten unconscious and suffered a heart attack and ongoing traumatic brain injury. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said rioters wearing Trump paraphernalia called him the N-word and worse.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This nigger voted for Joe Biden." Then the crowd, perhaps around 20 people, joined in screaming, "Boo, fucking nigger." No one had ever called me a nigger while wearing the uniform of a Capitol Police officer.
Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, who underwent surgery to address his injuries from the insurrection, described the attack as a, quote, medieval battle his army and police training didn't prepare him for. Officer Hodges described being crushed, footage we've seen dozens of times.
On my left was a man with a clear riot shield stolen during the assault. He slammed it against me and, with all the weight of the bodies pushing behind him, trapped me. My arms were pinned and effectively useless, trapped against either the shield on my left or the doorframe on my right. With my posture granting me no functional strength or freedom of movement, I was effectively defenseless and gradually sustaining injury from the increasing pressure of the mob. Directly in front of me, a man seized the opportunity of my vulnerability, grabbed the front of my gas mask, and used it to beat my head against the door. He switched to pulling it off my head, the straps stretching against my skull and straining my neck. He never uttered any words I recognized, but opted instead for guttural screams. I remember him foaming at the mouth. Eventually, he succeeded in stripping away my gas mask, and a new rush of exposure to CS and OC spray hit me. The mob of terrorists were coordinating their efforts now, shouting, "Heave! Ho!" as they synchronized, pushing their weight forward, crushing me further against the middle doorframe. The man in front of me grabbed my baton that I still held in my hands, and in my current state, I was unable to retain my weapon. He bashed me in the head and face with it, rupturing my lip and adding additional injury to my skull.
Committee member Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who was appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and dismissed as a, quote, Pelosi Republican by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said the committee's mission is to ensure accountability. Republicans opposed to the investigation called it a sham. And the Fox Not News channel's mocking of the hearing Tuesday night was just sickening. In other news, the Center for Disease Control on Tuesday issued a new guidance advising people to wear masks in public indoor settings, even if they are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. This change, which critics called unnecessary, comes as the Delta variant fuels a surge of new infections, especially in Missouri, Arkansas, and of course here in Florida and other states with low vaccination rates. The CDC also urged schools to require that all students, teachers, and staff wear masks when schools reopen in the fall. Of course, the Flat Earth Society on the right is calling foul. Dr. Fauci, though, says the new guidance is because the virus has changed, not the science behind its prevention. President Biden also plans to announce on Thursday that his administration will require all federal employees and contractors to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo regular tests and mitigation. Biden is also expected to announce incentives and other steps to get more Americans vaccinated against the virus as the virulent Delta strain drives a new infection surge. Turning towards the Olympics, oh man, gymnastics superstar Simone Biles withdrew from the Olympics team final on Tuesday after a disappointing vault performance. She said she was still struggling with stress and other emotional issues and was not in the right place mentally for the final. The U.S. team without Biles won a silver medal, coming in behind the Russian team. And overnight, Biles decided to withdraw from the individual all-around competition that will happen on Thursday in order to focus on her mental health. Still undecided is whether she'll compete in the individual competitions still to come. In the pool, U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky won a gold medal in the Olympic debut of the women's 1500-meter freestyle race on Wednesday. That was just about an hour after she fell short of a medal for the first time in her Olympic career. It was Ledecky's first gold of the Tokyo Olympics. Need a bit of inspiration? Then look toward Texas, where the Reverend William Barber and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke launched a four-day, 27-mile march across the state against Republican-led voter suppression. They're calling on Congress to end the filibuster and pass voting rights legislation. During what they describe as a Selma to Montgomery-style march for democracy, activists are pausing at three churches and a Muslim community center. They'll end with a rally at the Texas State Capitol. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.